Training Part 1B. Staff should receive refresher training every 3 years as a minimum. Refresher training should encompass areas such as vulnerable adults, domestic violence, learning disability, disabled children, working with families who are difficult to engage, child maltreatment, and key principles of advocacy and human rights, documentation, dealing with uncertainty, and individuals' responsibility to act. The training may take a particular focus, depending on the specialty and roles of participants. In addition to training programs, named professionals should circulate written updates and literature, as appropriate, to all staff at least annually. For example, leaflets listing the risks associated with the internet and online social networking. Healthcare organizations must ensure that all staff are able to access safeguarding support and expert advice. Those working with children and young people or parents should take part in clinical governance, including holding regular case discussions, critical event analysis, audits, adherence to national guidelines, i.e., NSF, NICE, SIGN, analysis of complaints and other patient feedback, and systems of safeguarding supervision or peer review.